flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Once a week, we look to John Jansen for advice.
Yes.
Dear John Jansen.
What do we got today?
At gmail.com. We have 4 different questions for you. Heather, start us out.
All right. So this one is the Iron Man question. Dear John, what do you think of people who gut it out and show up to work sick? I work in an office and we're fully back in person. Last week, I had a coworker show up and he looked like death. Lots of coughing, sneezing, and clearly not himself. He could just log on from home and use the sick days, but he considers himself an Iron Man and brags about never missing a day. It's a job. They can fire you, whatever. I don't get it. And I don't get selflessly showing up and giving others whatever you have.
Well, I guess some of it depends on the office setup. Is he in his own cubicle? Is he able to remain distanced from everybody else? I think at this time of the year, it's a good practice to, you know, hand wash, do all of those things because we're all touching multiple surfaces. If I don't have a problem with somebody with this concept, I like guys, gals, whoever it is, that are going to show up to work, do their job. You can count on them being there. And I mean, it also depends on the type of job he has, because there are a lot of jobs that, yeah, you could log on and do it from home, but it's just not, you're not going to be as productive. You're not, if you're part of a team, you're not going to be as productive as a team on that day, and you might miss an opportunity.
Yeah, maybe. I don't really agree with you. I agree with some of the things you said about it depends on the type of job. And is he working alone in a cubicle? Is he interacting with other coworkers? Yeah. Do they do group activities? Because then it's different. But to me, if you are sick and you look like death, like you're really sick, you should not be at work, especially if you have the means to work from home and you can do your job from home. Take a sick day. Or don't even work. Just take a sick day and recover so that you can be 100% yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Jim?
It doesn't bother me as long as they are taking precautions to make sure while they are there that they're not, you know, overly exposing anybody else to what they have.
Yeah. I hate being a hypocrite, but I do think I am one with this. I am someone who will gut it out. But at the same time, I'm telling other people, stay home. Yeah. You're sick.
It depends what your illness is. Like, okay, if you have a cough and a sneeze, okay, fine. I show up too.
Yeah.
But if I'm on my deathbed and I have this stomach flu and I'm vomiting,
I mean, yeah, you don't want to hear somebody puking into their waste can.
And now that I have little kids,
blowing up the bathroom.
I'm like, please don't give this to me so I can give it to my kids who will not sleep for days and can't go to school. Please stay home. I do not want what you have.
This next one is titled Cancun. Dear John, when the NFL season ends, I see players and coaches joke about going to Cancun. How common is it to immediately get away? Did you ever do it? I feel like if I was on the Lions and I lost in the first round, it would be hard to bounce back and be happy on vacation.
Did I ever do it? I never went on a vacation. My vacation was always going home. Like when I played in Washington, always wanted to get back up north. So after my second year, we had a place up north. And for me, ice fishing, being outside, being able to get the last little bit of possible deer season, that was my vacation. And there are a lot of individuals, a lot of players that just simply want to get away from what they were doing. And some of them, it's going home. Some of it's being with family. Some of it's going on vacation. And yeah, trust me, there is, when you have seasons where you know you're out of it, and the U-Haul parked at the stadium is a thing. There are a lot of dudes that their families would be long gone before the final couple of weeks of the season, and they would leave from the stadium.
So how much of this is it's a job? You know what I mean? Like, we fans romanticize, like, lay it all out there.
It's 100% a job.
But it's a job.
Yeah.
And most people's jobs.
Yeah, you look forward to vacation.
Yeah.
Time off.
Yeah.
Okay, John, number four. This one is called role play. This should be fun. Dear John, this is an odd question, but I want some advice. My wife is addicted to online shopping. Something shows up almost every day, it seems, and she gets so excited when we get a delivery. And I was wondering if I should try role-playing as the FedEx or UPS guy. You know, full uniform and then give her the package. We haven't done much role-playing, but I think it could spice things up in the bedroom. Would it be embarrassing for myself, or should I just give it a shot?
Can't you repeat that part again? Show up and give her the package. Mm-hmm. I guess it depends if you do or not. Why not? Hey, what can Brown do for you?
Oh, well, maybe not.
Show up in the UPS outfit? I want to choose my words carefully here. A delivery that she is extremely excited for, you could intercept said delivery and be the one that shows up at the door. Now she shows up. She's already excited to get what you got. And now you give her the entire package.
Women do like a man in uniform.
A man
as
in
well.
Uniform. There you go.
Yeah.
Why not? Hey, if you're, we're all looking for every angle, every opportunity to make it happen.
Sure.
Especially if it's midday.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah. Kids are at school. Here we go.
Should you talk about the role play before you do it, or you just jump right in?
Oh, don't talk about
no,
it.
No,
that
no.
makes it
yeah,
more
no,
awkward.
No.
Just go for it.
Yeah. You don't want to let her know ahead of time.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This last one is titled Artifact. John, I have a bit of a confession.
Yeah.
When I was 8 years old, I stole from a museum, and I don't mean the gift shop. We took a field trip with all kinds of exhibits. There were like Egyptian presentations, and they let us see some of the artifacts. It was really cool, and my 8-year-old brain just slid it in my pocket.
Uh-oh.
The school held assemblies trying to get it back. I was too ashamed to fess up. They had increasingly angrier assemblies until the museum finally just gave up. Now I'm 34 years old. I found it when I was moving. What do I do? Do I give it back? I feel like I'm in too deep.
The importance of all artifacts are important on some level. I mean, why not just leave it somewhere where it's, you know, it's going to be found?
Oh, like anonymously drop it off?
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, especially, you know, if you're okay, you're 8 year old, you know, you're probably not thinking about this. You're trying to just find a way out, but kids find great ways to get out of things. Leave it somewhere where, you know, it will be found. That's not connect. Don't leave it at your desk. Leave it on the teacher's desk, although that does zero it in on the
that class.
Leave it on another teacher's desk.
Oh.
Because then it zeroes in on everyone else.
Well, they can't go back in time now.
So at this point, you know, mail it back to the museum.
No return address.
I'm sure they could find it, but they're just going to be happy to have it back at that point.
Where do you keep it, Heather?
I would probably just keep it. For 34 years you've had this thing? I don't know what it is. Is it like something Egyptian?
I
don't know.
A coin or, yeah.
I don't know. Get a little stand for it. Put it by your TV. Like, I would keep it at this point.
I don't know. I mean, especially if it's kind of eaten at you. There are ways that you can return things anonymously and it get back to where it needs to be.
If it's still bothering you, sure, return it. But if it's not really bothering you and you just found this thing, like, okay, clearly it's not that important.
How do you know?
It was to someone.
They had this on display at a museum.
Know.
Clearly it was important.
And I know they had angry meetings for it, but.
Bring it back.
After 34 years, nah.
Could you imagine the anxiety of an 8-year-old? Having stolen something and then the entire school is looking for it.
It belongs in a museum.
See, I think they probably have very little anxiety.
Yeah, so do you.
I don't know.
Yes, it's very Indiana Jones-ish.
Get some of your response on the ticket text. That is Dear John. It's 97.1.